This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Mr. Bill Dubiel, the CEO of Light Integra Technologies, maker of the ThromboLook system, a simple 5-minute test that tells you the platelet activation status of a platelet bag and lets you transfuse with confidence. Mr. Dubiel, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Our pleasure. So tell us, what is platelet activation and what is the implication to transfusions?
Yeah, it's a great question. So platelet activation is really something that the immune system, you know, platelet's an immune cell in our body, and it floats around in a flat discoid shape. But when you have an immune response, typically some form of trauma to your body, whether that's a cut or, you know, a gaping wound, platelets race to that spot and they activate, creating clotting mechanism. They spike up like a puffer fish and they create like tentacles and they get sticky and they tend to form the clot that we most know of. And so the platelets are actually in two different states. They're either in a resting state or they're in this activated state. And I think that's the important difference of what we detect. And we pick that up with this simple 5-minute test done on the platelet transfusion bag prior to transfusion. And we're seeing an implication of that because the donors are asymptomatically passing their platelets partially activated and that going to a cancer patient who's just simply trying to replace platelets. The body discards those within 12 hours and therefore the platelet count drops and they require an extra transfusion. And that's what we're trying to prevent. We want the right platelet unit to go to the right patient.
Also, Mr. Dubiel, tell us about the platelet transfusion studies that you have conducted and what has the results shown?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Yeah, we've conducted 4 different clinical studies in North America, did well over 4,000 transfusion patients, I should say. And what we found in those studies, universally across all 4 of them, we saw 3 different indicators suggesting that activated platelets going to a cancer population has a detrimental effect if the platelets are activated. First, we found that the count increment, which is the score, the quantitative score, what the physician is typically looking for, they're expecting when they're getting a transfusion to see a certain bump in that score. They're looking for a certain count that goes up in the platelet count, because obviously the patient is under immune suppression issues with platelet production. So they're looking to replace these platelets and keep them safe from any type of, you know, bleeding. And that score drops by 20% or more in the studies when given an activated platelet within a 12-hour time period. The implication is now then in the second indicator we saw, which is time between transfusion. Following an activated platelet transfusion, we saw actually 24% drop in the time between transfusion. Now, that's statistically and clinically significant because that means the patient is getting a transfusion much faster than they normally would. And the biggest kind of implication we saw was that following an activated transfusion, those patients had 4 more transfusions on average in patients who did not receive an activated transfusion. So it clearly showed clinical implications. It was statistically significant. And of course, there's enormous financial implications to transfusion failures in hospitals.
Appreciate those details. Most helpful. Now, in regards to the ThromboLux test, how does the ThromboLux test answer the question of platelet activation status?
Yeah, so a great question. So we use a simple laser called dynamic light scattering, and it works very similar to radar guns that the police units use, where we're shooting a laser beam through the sample, and what we're looking for is deflection from small and large molecules. Activated platelets break off their little tips of their spikes that happens when they activate. And those little tips that break off we call microparticles. They move very fast in solution. But platelets and any activated platelets are larger and they move very slow. So we look at the difference between the movement of particles found in that serum, and that's how we're able to detect the degree of activation of the platelet. And it takes, as we mentioned, about 5 minutes to detect this.
That is absolutely fantastic right there. Today we are with Mr. Bill Dubiel, the CEO of Light Integra Technologies, maker of the Thrombolux system, a simple 5-minute test that tells you the platelet activation status of a platelet bag and lets you transfuse with confidence here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, also, Mr. Dubiel, your study suggests that by giving resting platelets to cancer patients, they have better outcomes. Why is that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, when patients are under immune suppression, such as when cancer with chemotherapy, some of the immunotherapy drugs actually suppress platelet production from the bone marrow and the body. And typically then what's required is these patients, because they're so low on their platelet counts, require a platelet transfusion. In fact, roughly 65% of all transfusions are for cancer patients that are only 30% of the population of hospital care. So you can see these few patients actually consume a large quantity of platelet transfusions. And so what we're simply trying to do is fill a bucket up that's partially empty and fill it as high as we can with platelets without any loss. But what we have found though is if you give activated platelets, as if you have a hole in the bottom of the bucket and you put the platelets in, but you lose a percentage of them because they're activated. And so the doctor just simply orders another transfusion and another transfusion. And it's this leaky bucket problem what we're trying to prevent. And we believe that resting platelets are best used for that purpose.
Now, getting into this even further, where does the platelet activation come from and can it be prevented?
Yes, a great question. We believe from the data that we've collected that most of platelet activation actually comes from a donor. And if you think about what a platelet is an immune cell that's in your body. And we have found that roughly 10 to 12 different things could be causing your platelets to activate asymptomatically. You know, we like to think of platelets are the amount of activation that platelets going through in the human body is a continuum of your health. So the healthier you are, the more resting your platelets are, the potential more stressed, sickness, you know, diabetes, asthma, these things could create activation to platelets, even though you're relatively okay to donate. And by the way, we want to reference, we're not saying that resting platelets and activated platelets are good or bad. In fact, all platelets are great. What we just want to do is make sure that the right platelet goes to the right patient, because for an actively bleeding patient, a surgery patient, someone who needs to clot very quickly, activated platelets are perfect for that case. In fact, the military has done quite a bit of studies on this and published that they actually try to activate their platelets in the field so that they clot very quickly. So there's a perfect use for both forms of activated or resting platelets. We just want to detect it at the donor level so that we can separate the inventory and improve the supply chain and take this uncontrolled variation out of patients who want one or the other, not just a random chance of selection.
Well, we certainly appreciate your joining us on behalf of Light Integra Technologies and introducing not only the company, but also Thrombolux system and how that works, and really appreciate all the information. Most helpful. As we wrap things up here today, do you have any early users of the product, and what could patients or medical professionals do to find out more about the technology?
Yeah, I can share with you that we have now five commercial hospital customers that are using the product. I'm not at liberty to discuss them by name, but we have them spread out geographically in the U.S. What I would encourage anyone to do is Ask about it to your medical professional, specifically your physician. Bring it up to any place where you have blood being drawn. Obviously, you can find out or ask if you can get a platelet activation test done. And if not, direct to our website, you know, at lightintegra.com or thrombolux.com, and we can clearly get you to the right place to have this test done. But it all comes from awareness. And what we hope to do with this interview is just to share our insight, share the exciting discoveries. You know, we're moving at a fairly fast pace in healthcare. And we think the time is right now. This can be prevented. Transfusion failures can be reduced significantly from a simple test. And we hope that through this education, people take the empowerment in their own hands and ask for this test to be done. It's that simple.
Again, Mr. Doolbeal, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated, and thanks so much.
Appreciate it. I really do. Thank you.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Bill Doolbeal, the CEO of Light Integra Technologies, maker of the Thrombolux system, a simple 5-minute test that tells you the platelet activation status of a platelet bag and lets you transfuse with confidence. And for all the details, visit either thrombolux.com or lightintegra.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.